The Two Kenyas, Part 2. I felt rain coming in my own head to water the grounds, only to see floods that would probably be just as devastating to those who are trying to live off the land, because the ground's so hard, the rain would probably wash right over it and not prove as useful as I would have hoped. I don't really know, as I'm not a person who knows a great deal about irrigation. I can only compare to images of my own country, which is green everywhere you look at, even at the heights of summer. The hills might look dry, but we have never had to suffer what these people in Kenya go through day in and day out. Our country is God's zone. What is it that we have done that we deserve more than our Kenyan brothers and sisters? I saw crops that were dying or already completely in their lifeless, limp state, a sure sign that the goodness in the ground beneath is not nourished at all well. I saw a country devastated by a scarcity of water. I saw people jumping into the well to help bucket up what was on the bottom of the well out to those waiting at the top. For a start, they are actually standing in their own water with filth-encrusted feet and shoes. And then once the water is bucketed out into a container above the well, the people waiting above were expecting to drink it, because to them it will save their lives, although at the same time, firstly by drinking it, they're risking further disease and illness into their own bodies, and secondly, by their own admission, the same water is contaminated by effluent from the very animals who always get first access to the water before the people, because their animals are so highly prized by them. The animals are watered every morning and every night. Let's face it, they either drink dirty water or die of thirst. Incidentally, the very young are always at most risk. The thought is horrifying to someone who lives where the water is clean, pure, and so plentiful. I read that more than 20 million people are at risk of famine just in the Horn of Africa alone. And that is the end of part 2.